This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and welcome to that time of week where we talk movies. It is Cinema Chat. And for today, Nick Alderink is the programming manager at the Michigan Theater, and he's sitting in for Russ Collins. Russ is to be back next week. Nick, always appreciate your company, your perspective, and thanks for coming in today.
Always appreciate you having me here.
Well, probably the biggest news coming out of the Hollywood media is the Golden Globe Award nominations.
Right.
People talking about that in many different directions. What were your first takes in taking a glance?
Well, the Golden Globes do not necessarily hold the weight or importance that they once had, even 5 years ago. But what they do offer us is a best look at what we'll likely get from the Oscar nominations that are to be announced in January. And what I do like about the Golden Globes is that they nominate films in the comedy category. So there's two different Best Picture categories. There's Best Picture Drama, and there's Best Picture Musical or Comedy. And comedy is one of those genres that the Oscars tend to ignore quite a bit. So in the Musical or Comedy selection, we have Barbie, Poor Things, American Fiction, The Holdovers, May December, which is some people are scratching their heads on how that's considered a comedy, and the Air the Air film about the Michael Jordan shoes.
So, of those that you just named, do you have a personal favorite, and is that the same as what you think will win?
I have my personal favorite is actually a film that I haven't seen yet, but I assume that it's going to be my personal favorite, and that's Poor Things.
Gotcha.
Just because I love the director Yorgos Lanthimos. We're going to be opening this film next week, so I'm very excited to see this one. It's one of my most anticipated films of the year, so I'm really excited to see that.
I got to tell you, Barbie seems undeniable.
How can you deny Barbie? It is nice to see that get some love in the awards categories. But in the Best Picture Drama category, we have Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Past Lives, Anatomy of a Fall, and The Zone of Interest. And I'm very excited to see Maestro in that category. That has been by far my favorite film of the year so far.
And my guess is that might be the one that gives serious challenge to Oppenheimer throughout the awards season.
I think so too. That film deserves all the praise that it's getting. And Bradley Cooper got in there for Best Director.
For Maestro, right?
For Maestro. And he is also in the Best Actor category as well. Yeah, so
I think he'd rather win Best Director.
I think so, too. I think he's well-earned that prize there.
That Best Director category, by the way, is going to be a biggie. Bradley Cooper, Greta Gerwig for Barbie, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. Then you throw in people like Martin Scorsese. That is a category that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, that is a clash of the titans there. And I'm very, very happy to see Celine Song in there for Past Lives. Actually, there's a lot of love for the Golden Globes for Past Lives that I'm very happy to see. It's also in there for the Best Motion Picture Non-English Language category as well, and Greta Lee for Best Actress. So I'm very happy to see Past Lives, and I've nominated so many times, and I'm hoping that the Oscars will do the same.
Well, it'll be fun to watch, and of course we'll cover it all for you here on Cinema Chat, but more immediately, you know, we're getting into that season where people are going to have some time off, and they're looking forward to it, and one of the ways we spend that is at the movies. I know a lot of people that are truly looking forward to this new edition of Wonka.
So yeah, it's just simply titled Wonka. It is based on the character of Roald Dahl's classic Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's from director Paul King, who made the popular Paddington films. It stars Timothy Chalamet as the titular Wonka. And they say this is the story of how Willy became Wonka. So it's a prequel to the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory films. And
to people of my generation anyway, Gene Wilder will always be Willy Wonka. My generation also exceedingly disappointed in the characterization put forth by Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
So I understand this one, first of all, it's a different story, But second of all, Timothy Chalamet, I guess, really pulls this off.
I think so, yeah. The performance that you at least see in the trailer, I have not yet caught this film, but the performance you see in the trailer definitely seems like he's channeling the Gene Wilder version of the character. And I mean, to my generation as well, I think Gene Wilder will always be Willy Wonka. But, you know, this is just a different take on the character, and I think that he's definitely, he's channeling Gene Wilder more than Johnny Depp seemed to take on the character in a completely different way.
Yeah,
and I think Chalamet is trying to do also trying to make it his own thing, but also
as a
kind
prequel,
of channel.
He also has to kind of look at it as I have to be this character that ultimately becomes Gene Wilder.
Absolutely. And what the critics are kind of saying about this film is that it's because it's from Paul King, and that the Paddingtons are such sweet, nice films, and it kind of takes that tone as well. You look at the original Willy Wonka and the
that
Charlotte Factory, and it's very dark. Yeah, And so this one,
it was a menace in that man.
And so this time kind of takes a more family-friendly, lighter, sweet approach than the older film.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Nick Aldrink, filling in for Russ Collins this week. And you do have another movie opening up called Fallen Leaves, and I know nothing about it.
Fallen Leaves, you have to talk to Russ. I believe Russ saw this film at the Cannes Film Festival, so he can probably talk about it more when he's back. But this is a new film from the acclaimed Finnish writer-director Aki Kaurismäki. Like I said, it premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. It is set in modern-day Helsinki, about two lonely souls in search of love who meet by chance at a local karaoke bar. And the pair's path to happiness is beset by numerous obstacles, from lost numbers to mistaken addresses, alcoholism, and a charming stray dog. So, this also was it fell into the Golden Globes category for best international feature, and has been getting a lot of acclaim. So I'm very excited to catch up with this one.
Well, there's always special things to do at the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, and some special screenings coming up. One called Four Daughters.
Yeah, so Four Daughters, it's going to play one time this Sunday, December 17th. This is from director Kather Benhania. This is a documentary. She also made the 2020 documentary, The Man Who Sold His Skin. This is the winner of the Golden Eye, which is the documentary prize at the Cannes Film Festival, where it was also nominated for the Palme d'Or, which is the top prize. And this is the Tunisian entry for Best International Feature at next year's Academy Awards. So this is a documentary, kind of a documentary drama, kind of a mix between the two, which reconstructs the story of Ulfa Harmouni and her four daughters, unpacking a complex family history through intimate interviews and performance. So there's actually actors in the film.
A dramatization, so to speak.
Yeah, include the dramatization aspects of it. And we will be leading this film with a post-film discussion afterward as well with one of our board members.
I think that'll be fascinating. And The Boys in the Boat seems to bring back director George Clooney.
Yeah, that's right. George, he's back behind the camera for this one. This is a sports drama based on the best-selling book by Daniel James Brown about the 1936 University of Washington rowing team that competed at the Summer Olympics in Berlin at the height of the Great Depression. So it stars Joel Edgerton. This is a film that's going to be opening Christmas Day, but we have an advanced screening this Sunday at 4:45 if you would like to catch it early. This book was very, very popular. It's, like I said, it's best-selling, and it's definitely going to be in the conversation when the Best Picture comes for the Oscars, I believe.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see the story. I mean, my familiarity with the 1936 Olympics almost always centers around Jesse Owens and how he shamed Hitler so, and that's always pleasing. So I'd love to hear this story. The Boys in the Boat, special advanced screening this Sunday, December 17th at 4:45 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Now you have some late-night classics returning to the big screen.
Yeah, so you have one more chance to see Gremlins, the classic 1984 Christmas horror comedy. That's tonight at 7:30. And then we have Eyes Wide Shut tomorrow. Now, That is a weird movie. This is the final film from Stanley Kubrick. Came out in 1999. And yes, it's one of his strangest, which is saying a lot about Stanley Kubrick.
Indeed it is.
This stars Tom Cruise as a Manhattan doctor who embarks on a bizarre, night-long odyssey after his wife wife's admission of unfulfilled longing, and that is played by Nicole Kidman, who was his actual wife at the time. So you have two chances to see this. It's tomorrow night at 9:30, late night, and then next week, Thursday, December 21st at 7:30. And it's a great film to see with an audience just because of how strange it is.
Now, I mentioned that we are rapidly approaching the December holiday season here, so there has to be some holiday classics thrown our way.
Of
what
are
you got planned?
So this is our final holiday classic this Sunday, December 17th at 1:30. It's free and open to the public. We're playing the classic Home Alone, starring Macaulay Culkin, from director Chris Columbus and writer John Hughes. And then we might as well make it a John Hughes double feature. On Monday, December 18th, we're playing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the third film in the Vacation series.
One of the very
series.
Few ways in life to enjoy Chevy Chase.
That's right. I wholeheartedly agree. But yeah, that also comes from writer John Hughes. That's in our Films We Love series. Kind of a staff favorite at the Michigan Theater.
Right. And anything else we need to know about? Some things maybe we missed that are still in the theater?
Well, yeah, do you have more chances to see Maestro at the Michigan, The Boy and the Heron at the State? It's your last weekend to see Renaissance, a film by Beyonce, and then films we've been playing for a while, Saltburn and The Holdovers.
There's a lot to choose from. Pick a movie, go see, enjoy, and let us know what you decided on.
You can't go wrong with anything that we're showing right now.
For Nick Alderink, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.